The first possible back-to-back winner in the 57-year history of the Sitka Salmon Derby did exactly what we all do when we catch a big fish. He returned to the very same spot as soon as possible. What happened next was just as predictable.
We abandoned it because there wasn't anything there.
Vaughn and his fishing partner fished all 3 days of the Derby's opening weekend. With a one-fish bag limit in effect, Vaughn says he was selective, releasing two smaller kings on Monday before hooking the 55-pound monster. There's an unmistakable feel to a very large fish when it hits sport gear.
It came up to the surface and then went down deep again and stayed down there, and they just couldn't move him until he tired out.
Vaughn caught the big king in the early afternoon and kept fishing through the tide change to give his partner a crack at a good fish. Then he knew it was time to run for town. With $7,000 on the line, you don't want to cut it too fine time-wise. Turns out time was the last of his worries.
I couldn't find my wallet to find my Derby entry ticket. That was buried in the boat, so that was exciting for a little bit.
Vaughn's king weighed in at exactly 55.5 pounds, over 9 pounds heavier than the second-place fish, and 14 pounds heavier than last year's winning salmon, which he also caught. Vaughn is a fisheries biologist with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, but he works in groundfish, lingcod, black cod, and rockfish. He says he has no more insight into salmon than the rest of us. He got a good tip from a buddy about where the bite was on Monday, and the rest was just fishing.
Being in the right place at the right time. We do put in a lot of hours and fish hard, but it was just lucky.
The Sitka Salmon Derby has never had a back-to-back repeat champion. Vicki Baggin won the 2009 Derby with a 56-pounder. She also won in 2000 with a 48-pound fish. 3 out of the last 5 years, a fish in the 40-pound range has won the Derby. Vaughn is a little more confident in his 55-pounder than in his 41-pounder last year. He says we'll keep our fingers crossed. Fishing will continue for 2 more days next weekend. The second-place fish so far was landed by Justin Nevers at 46.1 pounds. John Roberts is in third place with a 45.8-pound fish. The top prize is $7,000 cash. The total value of all other prizes for hidden weights, total pounds of salmon entered, and door prizes is around $9,000. This year, so far, 133 participants have turned in a total of 222 king salmon, with an average weight of 20 pounds. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.